Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In heaven, we're not going to have children. Remember the thing about the lady who died, the Pharisees came and said, Lord, they're trying to trick him. There's a lady died. Her husband died. She married his brother. Remember that story? And he died. And then she married another brother, and he died. And then she married another brother, and he died. I would recommend not marrying that lady. But anyway, they say, and Lord, in heaven, whose husband will she be? She married four or five guys, and they all died. Who's it? And he said, don't you know scripture that in heaven there won't be marriage or giving? Remember that? Okay. The thought is that we as glorified people, we won't have children. We won't be married. There's going to be one marriage I'm looking forward to. And that, which one is that? The marriage of the Lamb. Okay. And that's a whole other story. Be married to Christ. That's a whole another topic. But so then who is the ones who are going to have children if we're not having children? These are the ones that enter into the millennium in their physical bodies. And that's where I want to study this morning. Two things. There will be people, children that would be born in the millennium, and there will be people who die in the millennium. These are unbelievers that will die away. I know you're confused, but we'll get that, okay? Gloria?
Satan is
bound during the millennium for 1,000 years. Huh?
Sin.
Yes. There's still sin in this world. You're getting me off track, but that's a good question. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. For 1,000 years, Jesus will rule and reign in Jerusalem. And for that thousand-year reign, even though Satan is bound, people are still in their sinful body. These enter into the millennium. We will have a glorified body. We shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But the people who enter into the millennium, they're still in their sinful body. And nobody could say, like, y'all remember Flip Wilson? I'm telling my age. Y'all, you don't have Flip Wilson. You don't have no, I bet you know who Flip Wilson is. Years older than I am, okay? Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. Remember that? Yes, the devil made me do it, okay? Nobody in the millennium can say, the devil made me do it, because he's in chains for 1,000 years. You know who your worst enemy is?
Yourself.
You looked at him or her in the mirror this morning. Don't blame the devil or these little demons or devils. It's our sin nature, okay? So to answer your question, even though Satan is cast into the abyss for 1,000 years, these people will still have a sinful nature. Let me go a little bit farther. They will have that sinful nature until Revelation chapter number 21. Now, I'm talking about the naturalized order, those ones who entered into the millennium in their physical body. They will have children, and they're going to have children, and they're going to have a sinful nature. We'll see that in just a minute. But in Revelation chapter number 21, when God creates a new heaven and new earth, and he says there's no more sin, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more pain. Remember that glorious part in Revelation 21, I think, verse number 4. No more. He will eradicate that sin nature out of those people who are in their fleshly body. Matter of fact, the Bible over and over talks about, I will give them a clean heart. I'll give them a new spirit. And that's at the point where then they will be just like Adam was before the fall. Remember, before the fall, Adam, he was in a state of innocence. And then when sin came into the world, death by sin. What's that word? Eradicate. He will eradicate the sin nature. Jesus will, okay? It will be done. A fellow I mentioned this Thursday, he started the Nazarene movement. Dr. McAllister, what was his name? Yes, you know him. Something Breeze. I won't say F. Anyway, he started the Nazarene movement, Church of the Nazarene. The Nazarenes, for the most part, teach that somebody could live... They can live their life in such that they can live a sinless life. In other words, they can live a holy life and not have sin. I've not met anybody like that yet. We all have that sin nature. We sin actually every day. Even this morning, probably you got up this morning thinking, oh no, I got to go to church this morning and hear that crazy preacher, you know. And you sinned. Anyway, you get the picture that SF Breeze is about 1,000 years too early. There will be an eradication of sin nature, and that's when God creates a new heaven and a new earth. That's when there will be no more sin, no more suffering, no more sorrow. So I hope I answered your question. We'll get a little bit more into that. Children will be born in the millennium. Jeremiah chapter number 30, verses number 19 and 20. This is talking about the millennium. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make mercy. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I think we looked at this last week. Isn't it interesting? Talked about few will enter into the millennium. But during the millennium, now they says there's not going to be a few. There's going to be a lot. Goes from few to not so few. Why? Because they're having children. Look, and I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children shall also be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all those that oppress them. Again, we'll get into that about people that will die in the millennium, but you get a good picture of that. Ezekiel chapter number 37, verse number 25. Ezekiel 37, verse number 25. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. I shared this verse of scripture with that fella that I talked with Friday about in Ezekiel that during the millennium, God will apportion land to the tribes of Israel. To the tribe of Dan, you get this section. To the tribe of Reuben, you get this section. So during the millennium, God's going to place the tribes of Israel into certain apportionments of the land of Israel. And this is another reference to this in the millennium. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children. And what's that next word? Remember, I didn't write this. He says, forever. Not just you, but your children and your children's children. Forever. And their children, forever. It's interesting. Turn me to Ezekiel 47, 22. These are just a few of the verses. There's so many verses that God's promises to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the people of Israel that they're going to have generations and generations forever and children. And they're going to be getting children forever. These are just a few verses. Ezekiel 47, 22 is another reference to share with you. And it shall come to pass. Look at verse number 21. So shall ye divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. There it is again. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that sojourn among you, and which shall beget children among you. They're having children during the millennium. Which shall beget children among you, and they shall be unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel, that they shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass that in what tribe the stranger sojourns, these are Gentiles that come into Jerusalem to worship Jesus. And next week we're going to talk about this. Time won't allow me to talk about it today. But Jesus will be teaching in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Can you imagine what a Sunday school teacher that's going to be? Where Jesus himself is going to teach from the throne of David. And Gentiles from all over the world. Matter of fact, it talks about in the book of Zechariah that 10 Gentiles will take the robe of one man and say, we want to go with you to Jerusalem because we hear that Jesus is teaching. He'll be teaching. That's what this is talking about. The Gentiles will be coming to Jerusalem from all over the world, and that when they're there, you take care of them. Be like a good host. Invite them into your house, because they won't have Super 8 hotels and Holiday Inns and their land. You're going to welcome them. You're going to provide for them. That's what this is showing. But I want to see the point is, they're going to have children.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.